computers. They're so naughty and so complex.
Listen, I'm in big trouble. You know anything about computers?
We share our wisdom with those who seek it.
I reckon you know a lot about cyberspace.
MajorGeeks.com presents the Technology Geeks. The geeks are here to take your call.
Call 421-9325 now and ask them your computer and technology questions.
The Technology Geeks are brought to you by
MajorGeeks.com.
MajorGeeks.com is your best place to get tested, virus-free shareware tools for your computer. If your computer needs a fix, go to bootcamp at MajorGeeks.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. Power your company with the most recognized name in energy. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. The switch is on. USA DataNet. Offering a variety of phone and internet services. Find out more at usadatanet.com. Content Watch. Internet filtering, spam, and pop-up blocking for home and business. Try it out at contentwatch.com. Now, here they are.
I'm a geek.
Basically, he was a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The Technology Geeks.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to this hour of technology fun and information. We call it the techno free-for-all, don't
Something
we?
Something like that.
I'm your host, Mike Grail. With me, Tim Tibbetts. Jim McMahon is on vacation. Gus is answering the phones, and he's doing it right now, so we're going to have to... We're going to have to do something that makes him push a button right now so he can multitask.
Cause you know,
I'd love to watch. He panics when he has to do two things
at
once.
What about a dog collar where you can shock him when you want his attention?
That would be great. Nah, that's a terrific idea.
Thank you.
We'll get him one of those invisible fences.
I am an idea, man. That's what I do.
Okay, what are we going to do today? Well, one of our sponsors, Computer Outlet, longtime sponsor and friend of the show, just opened a new store in Liverpool. And, you know, I got to thinking, they have a pretty good business model about repairing computers and helping customers. Their primary business is computer repair. They have three stores in central New York now. And if you think about it, with all the other local computer stores kind of going by the wayside and getting beat up over... the big chains like CompUSA and Best Buy and so forth, he's been able to thrive in that market.
It's a tough business.
It is. It's a tough business, and he's been able to thrive and expand. And we're going to have him on as our feature today to talk about his success in his business and how his stores work, and then also give some tips on how to keep your computer healthy to avoid having to bring your computer into the computer outlet, or at least only bring it in once. We've got past shows. You can check them out on the Technology Geeks website. We've got a Geek of the Week software pick. We've got our website of the week, and it looks like we got a couple of them here, so I'll have to decide which one. Got some important announcements related to the show. There is a new feature that will air right here on WFBL starting Monday. We'll start Monday. It's called the Geek Break. And, of course, your calls at 421-9325, 421-WFBL. And let's change things up a little bit instead of going to...
the news.
The news. Uh-huh. You got all the news already?
What?
Well, too bad.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, let's take a call from John in North Syracuse. Hey, John, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
Sorry about that. I have a question for you. I had recently purchased a new PC, and I wanted to transfer the files from the old one to the new one, and I guess... my error, I thought it would be as simple as just hooking up a parallel file transfer cable. Is there software that I need to also...
It's also very slow if you go that route, too. You don't have a CD writer built onto it?
Well, I do on the new one, but not the old one.
I'm not real familiar with any of the software that works with parallel ports, because it's so slow I've never bothered using it.
Well, parallel port is can be very fast if ramped up properly. However, most of the software that allows you to copy programs and software from one PC to another, are they taking you away, John, somewhere?
No, that was outside the window.
Okay. is calling from his hospital room. When you do these transfers, the software that facilitates the transfers, and there's a couple of them out there, they're okay, but I have never found a case where somebody has transferred that software, done their software or computer-to-computer transfer, and not had some significant problems. Even though it takes longer, it's always better to load all your programs that you want on your new computer,
Okay.
go to your old computer, and here's what I would recommend. Either buy or borrow a external hard drive from somebody.
Yeah.
How old is your old computer? Does it have a USB port on it?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
So if you get a USB hard drive, what you can do, and you can get these very inexpensively. I just bought one for a client's laptop for like $59. It's almost as cheap as buying the software.
I like where you're going because, yeah, for the cost of the software, you could buy a small hard drive and then have it for external backups, which is a big thing now with the spyware and the malware. A lot of people like to back up off their computer, whether it's CD, DVD, and then another real big popular one is USB external hard drives, because you can back your data up, pull the plug, and it's not connected to your computer anymore, so you can assume your files are saved to the site. So that's not a bad suggestion.
Yeah, and then just what you need to do is you'll have to copy your files over to the hard drive. Now, if it's what operating system is your old computer, Jen?
It's Windows 2000.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't have what's called a shadow copy capability because it's not XP or better. So what will happen is certain folders, like your WinNT folder and parts of your Windows or System 32 folders, you won't be able to copy. So you just kind of drag everything over one folder at a time. And if you get any of these file copy errors, and there may be some software out there that will facilitate that, I don't know. But you basically copy everything over to this removable hard drive, John. Then if you want it on your new computer, what you do is you plug it into your new computer, you create a folder off your C drive or off your My Documents called Bubble or Old Computer, and you drag everything into there. This has worked. It works for me. It's worked for the vast majority of my clients.
Couldn't he also network his computers together?
Yeah, you could do it over the network. Same kind of issue. You're going to get file copy errors on certain files, but they're files you don't need. They're operating system files, so you won't have to worry about them.
Okay, that's good. Actually, I'm only concerned with the 500 pictures my wife has on the computer.
Right.
The new computer has Windows XP, and I'm all set with the software.
I would try flipping file and print sharing on both the machines, see if you can spot each other, transfer it over, but make sure you disable it when you're done. Do you have XP Pro or Home?
XP Home.
Okay, so file and print sharing is disabled by default in Home, so you'll want to turn it on. See if you can get the two to see each other right, you know, through networking, right through Ethernet cable, and that'd be real fast.
Yeah, it'll be almost as fast as the hard. Well, actually, it'll be faster than the hard drive because you only have to do it once.
Right.
With a hard drive, you got to go twice. I still would recommend if you were going to spend some money on transfer software, I'd get an external hard drive. They're really neat and they're great for storing things like pictures and music. In fact, that's really what. If anybody who's into that kind of stuff, you really need something like that.
When you get done, put those pictures on CD or DVD and put it away somewhere just so you got a backup of them.
Right.
You can't get those back.
Thank you very much for the help.
Okay, John, thanks for the call.
All right.
421-9325, 421-WFBL is the number to call. Yeah, it's a little warm in here. Why don't you open the door over there? And while you're doing that, finish talking about the show. We do have some announcements. I'll be announcing this more than once because I'm very excited about it. Our Technology Geek Break feature will be airing starting on Monday. Regular listeners to the station, yes, thank you. I think it's going to air either in the 9 or 10 o'clock hour during Laurie Ingram's show starting on Monday every day, and then it'll re-air between the 5 and 6 o'clock hour evening drive time during Sean Hannity's show. If you're a regular listener to the station, really appreciate some feedback on it. I want to get some information about, how did I sound? Should I make it funnier? How are the topics? I've tried to do all kinds of things, regular technology stuff. I did a feature about high-definition TV, some political type stuff.
China stinks.
No, I didn't do the China thing. No, I need to do that because I want to dedicate it to you.
Thank you.
So listen to it and give me some feedback at, hosts@thetechnologygeeks.com.
I have no idea.
Actually, an email just popped in, so let me just take a look and I can see what it is.
You hear that, Bill? You hear that, Bill? He's checking the email.
Yeah.
Probably only on Saturdays.
It is. Actually, the email is from Bill and Groton. hey, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll have the news.
Maybe.
And don't forget, later on, we'll have Mike Frazier, who is the president, general manager, owner, head poobah of the Computer Outlet. There are three great stores in central New York. And he's going to talk to you about not only his stores, but also how to keep your computer healthy. He's got, they fix hundreds of computers a week. I think he knows a little bit about that stuff.
Sure.
You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
We'll have more of your calls in a moment after we defrag the phone system. It's the Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
Has spyware got your computer running slower than a herd of turtles stampeding through peanut butter? Does your computer have so many viruses that you need a tetanus shot just to touch it? Is working on your computer so frustrating that you call the suicide hotline every time you check your email? Cheer up, because it's Rent-A-Nerd to the rescue! Rent-A-Nerd can fix any computer problem for just $89. For just $89, plus the cost of parts, they'll come to your home or office and eliminate your computer problems. Don't despair. Call Rent-A-Nerd, 454-5611. That's 454-5611 for Rent-A-Nerd.
Oh, look at that computer. That's the way you do it.
Rent-A-Nerd, because what?
Because nobody would want to buy one.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, that's our new sponsor, Rent-A-Nerd. Hey, that's me. 421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. As always, we usually go to the news first, but, you know, hey, of course, callers take precedent. So now we bring you Tim with the news.
Thank you, thank you. How about this one? 60% of instant messaging users are using MSN Messenger. I had no idea.
I don't buy that.
That's what they say, what clients use for instant messaging. According to a recent study by Comscore Networks, there's
a subsidiary of Microsoft.
There's a decent, right? There's a decent chance it's MSN Messenger, which lasts within 61% of worldwide instant messaging market share. Now, there's a real simple reason for that. That's what's on your computer. I know lots and lots of people use MSN Messenger. So when you think, I got to instant message somebody, it's already there.
But you have, isn't it? I mean, here's why I didn't like it. I had to go get a Hotmail account. And, you know, hey, I just want to set the thing up and use it. Mm-hmm. With AIM, I install it, I set it up, I use it, I'm all set. Mm-hmm. But with MSN, you still have to have a Hotmail account? You do, don't you?
I will tell you if I used it.
Yeah, see? We don't. Maybe we just travel in weird circles.
No, again, I'm going down to the average user, which you always have to remember, that the person who just buys their computer and takes it home and plugs it in doesn't have time, you know, to tweak around with their computer and play with it. That's the easy answer. MSN Messenger's sitting there. It's ready to go.
See, and I would think it's more, hey, what are your friends? Hey, where do you have? Oh, I have AIM. So that you go out and get AIM because all the people you talk to use the program.
Skype's done pretty well, too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
14%. I don't know if they covered this or not. Something that you might want to look at is the third-party stuff like Trillion, where Trillion allows you to actually connect to all the different MSN Messengers, the AIMs, and the stuff like that. So basically you have one program, and you can have your friend on AIM over here and your friend on different program over there.
Yeah, what was that? We featured that software.
Trillion.
Yeah,
that's
we featured that before.
Yep.
As our Geek of the Week software pick.
Yep.
And that way you can talk to anybody, and it kind of looks like one program to you.
Exactly. Any talk of Apple's Bootcamp software? I think we talked about that last week. It allows
Bootcamp.
You
Bootcamp. Sounds like somebody's copying Major Geek.
Yeah, where'd they get that idea from?
Yeah.
I should sue them like they sue everybody else. Basically, yeah, if Apple had any money. Any talk of Apple's Bootcamp software exposing the company's operating system to security risk is just hype and should be ignored according to security risks, blah, blah, blah. Basically, they're just saying, sorry.
Man, you read the news
saying,
just like Mike Wallace.
Thanks. No, they're just
today in Afghanistan, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there you go. Basically, you're saying all the users should ignore any of the hype about the possibility of exposing the Mac operating system to more viruses or worms. This is kind of typical. Somebody will just assume that, you know, because you've got your Mac, you know, people will just love their Macs, and a lot of them say, oh, well, if you're going to run Windows now, you're going to get a virus. It's an easy thing to say, but the Internet's full of disinformation, according to them. This isn't going to happen. Naturally, somebody's going to try and figure out if they can do it, but it seems like a lot of work to cross. It's a very small segment of the market, so you'd have to figure out how to get the stuff from the one operating system to the other operating system. I don't see it happening. Do you?
No.
Doesn't seem like a real big risk. In case tax season wasn't bad enough, a security company employee is warning taxpayers that their personal information can be vulnerable, even if they type and enter the IRS website address. Basically, what they're warning you is to watch out for suspicious emails, typing in the wrong web addresses.
Oh, yeah, because you'll go to a site that's right. being...
This is a great target for people simply because this is great for phishing and those type of scams that we talk about all the time, because you're talking about personal information, name, address, birthday, social security number, everything anybody needs. If they could get at your return, they would have everything that they would possibly need.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if they covered it on the financial show, but people say, oh, you know, I got to do my tax returns, and it's last minute, and I forgot everything, and blah, 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 and, can I go out and buy TurboTax, and, what if I got to load it on my computer? You can actually go to TurboTax. You can go to their website, fill out their questionnaire on their website. I think it's like $20 or something, and they'll do all your returns and e-file them, everything.
Really?
So even for the last-minute person, you just got to type in a web address, but we should make sure it's the right one.
You think?
You give all your personal information.
I've got
a
file of the week
else.
To help you out with that later on, actually.
Oh, okay, great.
So that's something people might want to listen for. How about this one? Speaking of computer repair stores, Best Buy has been hit with a restraining order. A Texas software company sued Best Buy Company in federal court on Tuesday, alleging that the nation's largest consumer electronics retailer was using unlicensed versions of its diagnostic equipment. This is Winternal Software. We have a lot of their stuff on our website.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of really, really good utilities on there. They have been, they were granted a temporary restraining order. They are saying that they're alleging that employees of Best Buy's computer repair subsidiary, Geek Squad, have been using pirated versions
they
of the
software.
They are
stealing all your ideas.
Have been using pirated versions of the software since talks on commercial licensing agreement broke off. So basically they're saying they were talking to them about, getting mass quantities of this program, taking it on the road. Talks broke down. They went ahead and used the software anyway.
Yeah, I've never heard of a tech ever using computer tools that he didn't pay for. That never happens, does it?
No.
No. They all do it.
That would be immoral. Microsoft says recovery from malware becoming impossible. This should actually come as no surprise to guys like us. In a rare discussion about the severity of the Windows malware scourge, a Microsoft security official said businesses should consider investing in an automated process to wipe hard drives and reinstall operating systems as a practical way to recover from malware infestation. When you're dealing with rootkits and some advanced spyware programs, the only solution is to rebuild from scratch. Now, I disagree with that.
Yeah, me too.
Except for on a time basis, and they are mostly talking about businesses here. I've seen spyware removal can take 3, 4, 5, 6 hours in some cases. If you're in a business, that's a day's work.
Yeah, but you don't have to be in front of that computer doing it. I found, a year and a half ago, the amount of reinstalls you had to do was probably better than 50% when a computer got inundated with spyware. Nowadays, I found the spyware removal programs, particularly Microsoft's own program, the Defender, and a couple of other ones that I used that were for pay, like Pest Patrol, that isn't a free program,
right. But
also a very good one. I found that it's very rare now that I have to do a full reinstall of a machine, even if it's totally, it has thousands of infections on it and spyware. I've been able to, run that scan, walk away, come back a couple hours later, do a cleanup, maybe in front of it another half hour or so, run another scan, do a couple of reboots, I'm off and running, and I was in front of the machine maybe an hour, hour and a half.
Well,
it took all day, but
right.
I didn't have to be in front of the computer.
Well, this is what I'm saying, but the problem here is he's talking about root kits, which are all the rage now.
And, yeah, you can buy them from Sony, can't you?
Yep. And basically, I don't agree with him. He's saying that it's impossible to recover from this type of stuff.
I don't agree at all.
And I don't really think it is. So Microsoft released a patch to fix an IE flaw. They released three critical patches Tuesday for its Windows operating system, including one to fix an Internet Explorer browser flaw that had already been exploited in some Internet attacks. These critical patches deem by Microsoft to address the highest threats, fix flaws that could allow an attacker to take control of another person's computer without permission. They also released two other patches to fix less severe flaws in its products. You should have noticed if you're using XP, you should have noticed your Windows update. The little yellow icon should have popped up for you Tuesday or Wednesday morning when you booted your computer, and you should have already gotten the updates automatically.
I did, and yeah, it was a really important update. I actually went on the air on Syracuse and all the big cities, Syracuse, Chicago, Seattle, and Los Angeles, and talked about that as well. And
right.
Was very important, got updated. I think the biggest reason there was the information leaked out about this vulnerability. Usually Microsoft pretty tight-lipped about it, but it leaked out several weeks ago. So there were some people that had a chance to exploit it.
There you go.
So now Geek of the Week software pick. Jim's not here. I don't want to do it right now, but you've got something prepared. How's Jim doing, by the way, on his vacation?
Jim is having a ball. And, Jim, he's got that weird sense of humor, you know what I mean? Yeah. So sometimes
the unfunny one.
He's he's done jokes sometimes where I don't find out till a year later that he was joking around about stuff. So I don't know.
You sure that's just not your
right?
It has something to do with your IQ or something?
I don't know if you've heard or not, but I've got a rule. My rule is don't leave the country. They don't want you there. There's plenty to see in the United States. So Jim loves this little pet peeve of mine. So he is in, where did he say he's going to? Bahamas and
somewhere
some
like
cruise,
that.
All these fancy beaches, you know, out of the country. So he decided he was going to take Flat Tim on vacation.
Flat Tim.
Yeah, this is his new joke, and it's from what I've seen so far, it's pretty funny. So basically, if you go to thetechnologygeeks.com, that's thetechnologygeeks.com, and click on today's news story, I posted the pictures. What Flat Tim is, it's a stick figure they drew of me with my goatee and the similar hair.
It does look just like
you,
too.
That's what everybody says. Now, here's the funny part. See how the hands are like this?
Yeah.
I bought this outfit in Vegas. Remember telling you that story?
Yeah.
That cost a lot of money and I never wore it. It's like this disco outfit. So I took a picture of myself posing in a disco. I don't know if Jim is going to realize that
like
I caught
John Travolta,
that right away or not.
Yeah.
The John Travolta pose. So he drew the stick figure with the John Travolta pose of the picture I sent him, which he said would be in the back of his mind for the rest of his life, which apparently it is. So he drew the stick figure. So you have to understand what Jim is doing. He's on a cruise, a nice, relaxing cruise. I don't know how many pictures he has so far, but the first picture is me playing bingo. So he's holding the paper. I'm next to a bingo card. The next picture is Flat Tim at the Mayan Ruins.
Yeah, you're on top of the pyramid.
Yep.
There.
And then, I got to fix one of them. One of the links is off. Let me see if I can fix that. The last picture, I'll fix that now, is Flat Tim on the beach. So you have to understand that he's running around the Caribbean with a drawing of me, taking pictures of me everywhere he goes. Now, my understanding is, the threat that has come through to me so far is that he will be doing a complete Flat Tim website coming soon with all the pictures, because I have no idea how many pictures he's
I don't
taken.
Know. You know, the problem is it looks like Flat Tim, he's in Mexico, obviously. Flat Tim could have some trouble getting back across the border because it looks like Flat Tim is drawn on a piece of rolling paper. So he might get it in the drug interdiction.
Try and refresh it now. I think I got Flat Tim on the beach working there now. I just put it
we're
in
doing
the
website
thing.
Page. Oh, there it is.
Flat Tim on the beach. That's the third one. And
it covers Jim's toes, which is a big relief, actually.
Yes,
we don't have to. Flat Tim on the beach. Don't go swimming because that'll be the end.
But do you understand what I'm saying to you? He drew a picture of me, and he's carrying it everywhere he goes. Now, what I'm waiting for, I wanted a picture of Flat Tim at the casino because that's where I would be.
Exactly.
But the best part about that is, can he pull it off? Because they don't really like having photos taken in a casino. So I requested Flat Tim in the casino. And most importantly, it's a cruise. I would like Flat Tim maybe singing or doing karaoke.
So, this is hilarious.
There you go.
Check out the website, www.thetechnologygeeks.com. And then you look, you know, when you go to the site, it's pretty easy to follow. All our shows are listed there. And the most recent show was always at
the
top.
I just posted today, so it's now available if you were looking earlier.
Yep. Okay. 421-9325 is the number to call as well if you want to become part of the show and tell us what you think of Flat Tim. I got some emails to go over.
Why don't you answer my email?
Yeah.
Why don't you answer my email?
Well, I did answer quite a few last week. One I wanted to do on the air, someone named Lou emailed us and asked about every time they like organizing their desktop, the desktop and putting their icons where they want them. And they say it works great. And then the problem is that whenever they shut their computer down and restart it, the icons are lined up all in a row like they're ready to march off the screen. So it thinks its computer is arm wrestling with him about how to organize the desktop. And took a little research, the solution is actually quite simple. If you have this problem where you organize your icons the way you want them, restart your computer, what happened?
I'm just still laughing at it. For some reason, it's just funny. You're walking around with a piece of paper, for God's sakes.
You're not the only one that thinks it's funny. If you have your icons, you organize them, but then every time you restart your computer, they all go back to being lined up. What you need to do is go on your desktop to an open area, right mouse click and hit properties, and then go to, you don't want to hit properties. You want to hit arrange icons by. Okay. Right. And then you'll see auto arrange, which I'm sure would be turned off because you can move the icons around and they won't snap back. But you have this align to grid checkbox, and you forgot to uncheck that one. So auto arrange, if you want to put your icons the way you want to put them,
right,
align to grid and auto arrange have to be unchecked, and that's right mouse click, arrange icons by, and that's it. That is the answer to that email. I thought it was interesting because I've been asked that before, and I just said, ask, you know, figure it out yourself. It's not important enough for.
You're so mean.
Yeah, I am. I am a mean guy. And it's almost time to go to a break. Let me see if we can, you know, Gus is on the phone. So, Gus, we have to go to a break right now. Hurry up, Gus. Gus.
Pull the dog collar.
He's panicking. Steam is coming out of his
ears. It's great
ears.
Watching him panic, man.
I love
you guys
it.
Can see it.
421-9325-421-WFBL. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we will have more of your calls at 421-9325-421-WFBL. Also, we'll have Mike from the computer outlet on the line to talk about his third store opening in Liverpool, some of his success, and also what you can do to keep your computer healthy. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
The Technology Geeks want to remind you that if you're having trouble tuning in the program, try restarting your radio. More with the Technology Geeks is coming up on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Okay, maggots, this is your Major Geek, and I'm here to explain to you sorry excuses for computer users how to get great tools to improve your computer's performance for free. Go to my boot camp at MajorGeeks.com. If you need virus protection or you want to get rid of those spies stealing information from your computer, get it from the Geek. MajorGeek.com gives you great software to try for free. Now, I know in the past you've been soft. Go to them computer stores, shell it out your hard-earned dough for those pretty software boxes you see, only to find what's on the outside is not what's on the inside. Those days are over. At my site, MajorGeeks.com, you get safe, tested, geek-reviewed software from hundreds of software publishers, and you get to try it before you buy it. Now listen here, maggots. If you don't want to be a book private all your life, I order you to get to MajorGeeks.com. Spell it for me, soldier.
MajorGeeks.com.
I can't hear you.
Does your business technology strategy consist of daily computer emergencies? Are you dealing with spyware, spam, viruses, and computer breakdowns rather than paying attention to your business? Call the professionals at Rent-A-Nerd at 454-5611. With over 25 years of experience, Rent-A-Nerd will devise a technology strategy that'll work for you. Stop wasting your money on endless repairs and make an investment in technology. Call Rent-A-Nerd today at 454-5611. Rent-A-Nerd. Funny name? Maybe. Professional results? Absolutely.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Windows home and try to boot it up. But when I load it up.
We are back with the second half of MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks. I'm your host. Forget about it. I'm your host, Mike Grayo. With me is Tim Tibbetts, although he's not back yet. Something happened to him, yeah. His microphone is empty, but we can go to the phones, and we have got, who do we got there, Gus? We've got Kevin in a car. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to the Technology Geeks.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Great.
Good. Yeah, I have just a quick question. I've got a home network. It's both wireless and hardwired. But a lot of times I'm trying to look on one computer, and looking at a shared folder on another, and I don't see it there, even though the other computer, I've made sure it's checked as shared, but I still can't find it. And then other times I may jump on, and all I see when I go to my network places is all I see is my router. I don't see anything else, just the router comes up. You got any suggestions why I might be doing wrong with the network?
Yeah, one of the things you can do is make sure that in your network settings on each of the computers you have what's called NetBIOS enabled, and that is a service that allows the computers to broadcast their name so you can actually see it. Sometimes when you just have TCP/IP, which is the, you know, the IP number that identifies a computer, if that's the only network protocol that you have turned on or the network service that you have turned on, often the names of the computers don't broadcast and you don't see them when you look in My Network Places. That's one thing. If you're having trouble getting resolution to folders and you can't see certain folders on the computer, then that problem typically is permissions. And I run into that myself with XP Home Edition. Often I can only see the My Shared folder, even though I've opened up other folders. Or when I see them, I click on them and it says you don't have permission. XP Home Edition isn't really great with network security. They try to make the distinction between Home and Pro is the security feature. So the security on the Home Edition doesn't really work too well. It seems to be overly aggressive and no way to really recover from it. Are you back, Tim? How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. Did that answer your question? Again, if you go into the settings for your network card, technically, your network settings, and make sure you have NetBIOS turned on. That will help make sure that you can see all of the devices in your home network.
Okay, I'll do that. One other quick question.
Sure.
I've got a new computer that I want to buy new memory for. What's your opinion of this new the off-brand type memory you see like on Newegg and some of these other websites?
I would stick to brand name, Kingston, Crucial, stuff like that. I really hate to diss anybody in particular, but there's a lot of, let's just say there's a lot of cheap RAM that you can buy in a lot of the retail chain type of stores, and the performance typically is weaker than the other ones. I don't think it's an area worth skimping over $10 considering the price of RAM.
Right. Okay.
Crucial or Kingston are the top two that come to mind off the top of my head.
Right. I've gotten some of those before, but I've seen, like I say, some of these off-brands. I just was curious about them. All right, thanks for your help.
All right. So long for now.
Okay.
421-9325, 421-WFBL is the number to call. The website will have more pictures up there soon.
I don't know. Well, he's probably on his way back, so I'm expecting a flurry of them for later. By the way, I found this really cool website today. I was browsing around. Speaking of desktops and arranging your icons, it's called 3dcrew.com, and it's 3dcrew. It's also linked now on the technologygeeks.com. They have really great wallpapers. That's all. Just background wallpapers for your desktop. I mean, some of the stuff is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, look at that. Is this it? This gray site here? And
yeah, that's it.
Okay.
If you look to your left, you've got 3D pictures, 800 by 600, 1024, 16 by 1200, and you can click on those. Like I'm looking at, if you click the 16 by 1200,
wow.
Look at that first one on the left, done by a guy by the name Sharky.
Yeah, the glacier.
Yeah, click on it. Look how that thing looks. Look at the detail on it. But these are usually programs that people have drawn these. And just
look at that,
put them out in the free world. And it's a great way, because a lot of the wallpapers XP are cute for about a week, and then you're kind of like,
yeah. Yeah, ho-hum.
But it's a nice way to quickly customize your desktop and really give it some pizzazz.
So why don't we make that our website of the week, 3dcrew.com.
Can't be any worse than what you usually pick.
Yeah, I can feel the love right now.
Yep.
All right, thanks a lot. 421-9325 is the number to call. We're going to go to the phones right now. We've got Mike Frazier from the Computer Outlet. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good. How are you this morning?
Great. Now, we've been talking about this for a while. You've got, you had two stores. We'll actually have to change your commercial because now you have a brand new third store in Liverpool. Where is that store exactly?
It's on Electronics Parkway, right at the corner of Electronics Parkway and Old Liverpool Road.
From Eckerd and the little ice cream stand.
Gino and Joe's.
Yep.
Where Gino's
yep.
and Joe's used to be there? Or?
Yes. It's now La Bella Pizza.
La Bella Pizza. Pretty pizza. Hmm. All right, so yeah, if it's next to a pizza shop, I'm there. So tell us a little bit, what prompted you to open the store in Liverpool?
Well, we want to make it easy for people to find us. We get customers coming from all over, and we try to put stores to make it more convenient.
Yeah, much more convenient. You're very close to the Carousel Mall. You're right off a thruway exit. You're right off an 81 exit on 7th North Street, so people can really get to you from all points east, west, north, south now, right?
Hey, what kind of memory you guys sell over there?
We got a wide range of memory. We carry Hyundai, we carry PNY.
Okay.
Yeah, you should have said, I forget.
No, we just had a guy call. He was looking for memory, so I thought maybe he's out and about. He could stop in and see what you guys got over there. They've been pretty good. I've been in there a few times. I bought parts. I bought some motherboard combo kits and stuff like that. And the nice thing is they'll talk to you, and they'll talk technical to you if need be. And even if they didn't advertise here, I would still plug them and send people there, because I've been very happy with the people who work in the store. So
Thank you.
That carries on to the third store.
Yeah. Now your business model is different than most computer stores. You know, most computer stores, if people are regular listeners of the show, we kind of make fun of it a little bit, that you pass your computer to this real repair area in the back, and it's got a big barricade there, and you can't get to your computer.
Employees
and,
only.
Yeah, you have to pay to have visitation rights and all those things. Now your computer service departments, at least in the two stores, existing stores, we're in the front of the store, right up front. You can't miss them. Same thing here in Liverpool?
Yep. Yeah, we try to keep the tech area out in the open so that customers can see their machine. A lot of times you'll see a technician working with a customer, showing them what's wrong with their machine and what they're going to do to fix it.
Yeah, that is one of the things I really like about that, is that there's no doubt what you're in business to do, and that's repair computers. You see the techs working on your the computers there. Often you'll see customers brought back to ask them questions or answer questions if a customer has a question about anything. Also, I've noticed too, customer service is a very important thing for you. Frequently, you got the computer. Person's picking up their computer, or they pull in, and if somebody's not working on something, they'll run right out there and grab the stuff and carry it out. Yeah, drive through that. Yeah, you might want to think about that, Mike.
Buy a little pizza and put a little drive through in there.
Now, why do you think, you look at the small computer? I've even seen articles in some of the trade magazines or PC magazines saying, the small computer shop is really a dinosaur, and because these big chains are coming in like CompUSA and Best Buy and so forth. But you seem to be able to thrive right in the face of those kinds of technology stores. Why do you think that you're successful when other independent computer repair places aren't?
I think it's a personal approach. We work closely with the customer, let them know not only what we're doing, but we'll show them. And it works out really well.
I think there's another reason, too. They don't spend a lot of time. Back in the day when I worked for some of these smaller computer shops, what put you out of business and cost you money was trying to build computers and compete with the big chain stores. And at the time, you couldn't build a machine for $700 or $800 yet.
Right.
Dell, Gateway, Hewlett-Packard, Compaq, they were selling. And that would kill you, because people would come in the store and they would say, I want to buy a new computer. Okay, well, here it is. I'll build it for you. It's $1,300. But HP's got it at the store down the road for $899. Well, simply just eliminating that part of the business alone just saves a lot. We don't do it. You can't compete with them. Why bother?
Yeah, you do sell new computers, but you build some custom machines, and then you also provide name brands like Dell, don't you?
Yes, we do.
All used stuff or no?
New and used.
Okay.
Both PCs and laptops.
Cool.
Yeah, what I like is, if you want a Dell computer, often a brand new Dell, but you don't like doing the mail order thing,
mm-hmm.
you can go to Computer Outlet,
right.
Buy the same computer there for pretty much the same price.
Brand
new, warranty. You guys are authorized Dell resellers and repair shop, too, as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
You've got used stuff, too, right? I think I saw used laptops, stuff like that there.
Yeah,
sure do.
I bought my kids a used laptop to do what? To go to college, that's it.
Is that what it is?
To get out of my house, yeah, to go to college. It worked out very, very well. Any plans for any new stores beyond this?
We don't want to give away too many secrets, but yes, we are planning to open at least one more store by the end of the year.
All right, that's terrific. And now, why don't we run down very quickly for those people, your location's Liverpool. What's the phone number in Liverpool?
Liverpool's 451-1938.
451-1938, and then you have a store in Cicero and one in Oswego. What are the numbers there?
Cicero is 698-2464. Oswego is 342-6503, and they're open 10 to 4 today.
10 to 4 today, and then Monday through Friday, what are your hours?
9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
All right, wonderful. Mike Frazier, and you are, I don't know what your title is, but you're the boss. You're the boss of all the computer outlets, the king of the computer outlets, and best place to get your computer service. Tell us, what are the most common problems that you run into? What do people bring their computers in most often for?
Probably the most common, Mike, would be spyware, viruses, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. With PCs, it's hardware-wise, you might see bad power supply, bad hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
laptops, it's more commonly an add power connector. Somebody trips over a cord. You know, we do resolder them and get it working again.
Here's some interesting bit form as a story I wanted to cover and never got to. I don't know if you heard this yesterday or not. Retail PC sales were fairly strong during the first quarter of 2006. As notebook growth stayed in the stratosphere, desktops are actually starting to make a bit of a comeback. So sales are huge across the board. So that's always good news for a guy opening more stores.
Yeah, a lot more laptop repairs coming in now, but, you know, we do service both.
You do laptops?
Yeah.
Yeah, now, when a computer leaves there, I would assume if it doesn't have good antivirus, anti-spyware protection, you're doing something about that before the computer walks back out the door. Your goal is not to try to have a lot of recurring business with the same computer problem, right?
Yeah, if a customer comes back a week or two later and has the same problem, they're usually not happy. So we'll install some programs on there to help keep their system clean from that stuff. We'll give them a sheet when they leave. You'll tell them how to update it and keep those programs current.
All right, that's terrific. Mike, thanks a lot. Mike Frazier, Computer Outlet, Liverpool, Cicero, and Oswego. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, so long for now. 421-9325, 421-WFBL is the number to call.
You might want to stay tuned. You want to roll into that file of the week because that's something that might be interesting to him as well.
Yeah, we'll take our break. When we come back, yes, we will.
All right.
We have commercials, and we have to pay for the show. The Geek of the Week software pick is coming up next when we come back.
People
and, of course,
this?
Your calls, 421-9325, 421-WFBL. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks with Tim Tibbetts taking over the show right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Call The Technology Geeks now at 001101000100.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's binary.
Call them at 421-9325.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone.
To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the Computer Outlet. The Computer Outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The Computer Outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The Computer Outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The Computer Outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the Computer Outlet today.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to contentwatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
It's all about the busyness, baby.
It's all about the penny. Oh, I shouldn't be singing along. My voice is terrible. 419-325. We're back with the last segment of MajorGeeks.com's Technology Geeks. I'm your host, Mike Rayo. That whispering voice and their professional radio guy is Tim Tibbetts.
Yes.
Gus is pushing buttons and answering the phones. And we've got the Geek of the Week software pick. You had something all picked out, huh, related to tax season?
No, I actually had a file pick that we posted earlier. It was a BIOS program that will detect your BIOS, tell you what brand it is, as much information as it could tell you about.
Cool.
That, you can find that by scrolling through our front page. It's pretty neat. It's probably more techy because most people shouldn't be playing with their BIOS, so I was kind of leery
about
using
it. Don't play with your BIOS.
But basically, I was browsing around today, and I found this program called Strider URL Tracer. It's from Microsoft. Now, this requires XP and the latest Internet Explorer. We've talked quite a bit about one of the biggest ways to get infected is making a typo.
Oh, yeah.
And that is known as typo squatting domains. They buy domains that are similar that people make typos on, and then they run porn ads and whatever they can do to make a few bucks, infect you with spyware, etc. And all it takes is one missed key. Well, this program is supposed to correct that for you. And it ties into your browser. It reveals these third-party domain names and includes a typo patrol feature that generates and scans sites that capitalize on inadvertent URL misspellings. So this might be worth trying out. It's in thetechnologygeeks.com under the software pick of the week. It's also on majorgeeks.com on the front page today.
Strider, what's it called again?
Strider URL Tracer with Typo Patrol.
Oh, you know what? The website of the week, mm-hmm. You got to click on this because it is an optical illusion. It's a static picture that appears to be moving. And without any drugs, and it's really, really, really cool. I'm just looking at it to say, you know, we got that wallpaper site, which is up on the site, but this optical illusion is like, it's blowing my mind.
For a comedian, you're very easily humored.
Yes, I am. Well, I want to look at this other one, because they said there's this other face illusion. I don't get that one. Concentrate on the four dots in the middle of the picture for about 30 seconds. I don't have enough time for that. And then you'll see something, some magical picture or something. Gus is leaning over here. Gus, brush your teeth, would you? No, I'm just teasing you. No, I'm not. Okay, some announcements. Again, the Geek Break will air every day in the 10 to 11 hour or the 9 to 10 hour. I'm not sure. So you'll have to listen to all of Laurie Ingram's show to find out. And then again at the 5 to 6 hour during Sean Hannity's show. It's a nice little 90-second tip, and we have quite a few good ones this week. I'd like to get some of our regular listeners' feedback. You can email me at host@theradionerds.com. We got some emails also. Let's see, Bill from Groton. He said he tried that Explorer XP that we talked about mm-hmm. last week, and it worked okay, but he was looking for one that was a bit more configurable.
Yeah. Wait a minute, what was that regarding like file managers and stuff like that?
Yeah, he wanted to be able to print his directories and stuff like that. He found PowerDesk.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that one?
We have it. I haven't used it in a while.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Somebody mentioned one the other day, something that I'm trying to look it up now, and I was talking to him, thinking about maybe adding a file manager section to the website. We're very careful about adding file sections because we don't want to have multiple sections, so we don't want people to have to click a section to click to a section to click to a section
right.
to find something they want. So that's one of our little niche things has always been that.
Yeah, I use the little Google search on your site anyway. It's awesome.
Yeah, well, that gets you through there too. This one is called, I don't know if he's going to like this or not. I'll put a link up for him. Let me take a look. It says, all the shell goodies from Windows Explorer, none of the hassle, all the features you expect from powerful tab, dual-pane file manager, including OmniFinder. I don't know if this is going to work for printing. It's very hard to figure out what he wants. It's worth a shot. I'll put a link up because the website's a little weird, but here it is. It's Zabkat, Zabkat. And it might be worth taking a look, and as we're talking, I will put the link up. There's just so many file managers out there. Like I said, it might be worth us putting a section up, but it would take quite a while because we like to run everything before we do it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was distracted. I'm trying to stare at the four dots.
I don't really listen to you either. So.
Zabkat.com and another file manager. I like, Windows Explorer is great, but it does need some additional features like I need to go to a DOS prompt or I want to execute a command from this folder and those kinds of things, and that's why I like Explorer XP, and it allows you to print and all things that, you know what, the old Windows Explorer, when it was Windows 3.1.1, used to let you do.
You might want to Google file managers with printing features or something like that, because a lot of times with Google, if you get more words in there, you can find more of what you want by getting enough words instead of, a lot of people don't realize that one or two words are going to turn up a lot of things, but, you get four, five, six words into your search, and it requires that all those words are on the page.
Right.
So obviously, the more words you have, the less results you're going to get. So you might want to try and Google something along that lines. File Explorer, File Manager with printing features, for example, something to that effect. The link is up in just 1 second for Bill, and he can take a look at that. I don't know. I just recommended by some of our moderators on our forum to me to look at. So it can't be that bad. Those guys are usually pretty right. So there you go.
Let's see, what do we got here? I think that's it. That probably covers all of the emails that I want to go over this week. I'm just looking at them. We got about 15 of them, but that was the one that I really wanted to go over.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now there's some crazy marriage proposal. Somebody sends out, people send jokes sometimes, which I appreciate, but I'll take them as mine. So
I put one up today. This guy was browsing around Google Maps. Apparently, he was looking. It's on our way off base links. He was apparently just looking into an area in New York City. And if you look at this link, I believe it says, what's my link say? Will you marry me on Google Maps, the last link in the way off base today. And as the guy was zooming in, he finds, will you marry me? And it's huge letters on a rooftop. I mean, it took quite a bit of effort. I have to turn sideways to look at it, but he realized as he started doing will, it looks like he realized Y-O-U wouldn't fit. So he went to will with a U. See it?
Yeah.
Will you marry me? It almost looks like he almost thought he ran out of room for the R's.
So now, is his fiancée an astronaut or something? Why did he put it on
the only thing I could think of?
Like
the only thing I could think
she
of is
she up and she's up in the space lab, right?
I'm just thinking somebody turned her on to the Google Maps and said, "Hey, try this out. Look up your house," you know, and he went up on.
Yeah, but sometimes it takes 6 months for those things to update.
That's true. Wow.
What a dumb thing to do.
You know, they're probably married and got kids already.
Hey, look at that. Will you marry me? No.
I wish I said no.
Right.
Had I known.
Oh, okay. So next week, we got Jim back next week?
I don't know.
Will you be back next week?
I'd like some time off. Just kind of sick of you.
Hey, the weather out today is really nice. And listen for me. Wednesday morning, I'll be on Bill's show. Now, is this Bill's microphone, mic number two? Is that right, Gus? Because it says Bill up there. Okay, yeah, because I got a cold, so I want to use that mic. Till the remainder of the show is over. Now, the technologygeeks.com, also the show audios, we've been having a lot of hits on those. Hundreds of people downloading. What did you say last week's show or 2 weeks ago?
I think we sent 600 or 700 over by the time it was over.
600 or 700 people downloading the show and listening to the show online. It's a great MP3. It's high quality. Gus gets it out there really, really fast. I think you do it right after the show, right?
Yeah.
It took him a while to think of it. Yeah, absolutely, I do.
Hey, did you see China has introduced regulations to make it illegal to run a mail server without a license? I love China news. I could do this every week to you, man. You like that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're the only communist country, really, of superpower left.
Right. They said there's 600,000 servers were sold in China last year. So now they want everybody, you have to be licensed now to run them. I don't know if it's money or if it's... It's supposed to be a small part of a new anti-spam law introduced by China's Ministry of Information Industry. So...
What I liked about China is the Rolling Stones went over there, and they were prohibited from singing certain songs that had sexually suggestive lyrics.
Really?
I said, is the karaoke business that big over there that they would even understand what they're saying?
How come you don't go after the Rolling Stones every week? Huh?
No, it's just, okay, all right. Yeah, I don't want to get too political, but I mean, like I say, if American companies are helping put Chinese citizens in jail, that's just wrong.
Okay.
It's anti-American.
Cool.
Yes, okay. Right, yeah, if it was this Hitler thing, I think he was right, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm just glad the show is almost over.
So if you go out to the website, you can take a look. We've got downloads. We've got we're gonna get the polls working pretty soon, right?
I don't know.
We do have a number of people on the site right now, which is kind of neat. But if you want to go out there and take a look at the past shows or cruise the menu bar at the left, that would be great. And we'll be back next week with more of your calls and features. And
Jimmy.
And you know what? If Tim's not here, maybe his flat cousin can fill in for him.
That'd
if he
be
makes
great.
It back through the border.
That'd be great. Can you see Jim sitting there mimicking my voice and stuff with it? Don't give him any ideas. I hope he doesn't listen to your show.
That is the worst 2 minutes of coverage that we've done. We just had to fill 2 minutes at the end of the show.
Yeah, it worked out real well. We suck.
We'll see you next week. So long for now.
You've got to download. Then maybe later, we're gonna burn a dozen CDs.